in this bulletin. Prime Minister Scott Morrison takes part in a busy day of meetings in New York before heading to Washington. Victoria Police warns protesters to stay at home as Melbourne braces for its third day of demonstrations. And in sport, a rugby league team offers fans free membership for next season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and United States President Joe Biden hailed the new partnership between their two countries and the United Kingdom, saying it is in the best interests of global allies. World leaders converged in New York this week for the United Nations General Assembly. Both leaders welcomed their new security ties.
The United States has no closer or more reliable ally than Australia. The United States and Australia are working in lockstep on the challenges ending COVID, addressing the climate crisis, defending democracy, shaping the rules of the world for the 21st century.
As our partnership reaches out to so many others, whether it be our friends in the ASEAN nations or in Europe or elsewhere, where we share so many like-minded interests. And so the issues we discuss in our partnership today really do reach out to so many others in terms of how we address the global challenges. So, Mr. President, I want to thank you for your leadership and your focus on the Indo-Pacific region.
The two leaders referred to the new alliance between the US, Britain and Australia, which will deliver Australia at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines to replace the 12 conventional diesel-electric models that the French were to build. Victoria Police is warning protesters to stay at home as Melbourne braces for its third day of demonstrations over mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations and other restrictions for the construction industry. Chaos has engulfed the city centre over the past 2 days as demonstrators, mostly men dressed in high-vis work gear, took to the streets voicing their distrust in the vaccine and anger at the government. Some have suggested that far-right supporters have infiltrated the protests, as one man was seen flying a Trump 2020 flag. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Shane Patton says it has been difficult to identify people and whether they are all construction workers or members of right-wing groups or anti-vaccine groups.
A journalist attacked. We've seen 3 police officers injured. That's totally unacceptable. No one should come to work and be suffered injuries at the expense of people who claim to be protesting for freedom. We will stop this protest and we will then step back and investigate and hold those to account who need to be held to account.
In a statement, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says acts of violence and disruption will only help to spread coronavirus. Meantime, the construction industry across Greater Sydney and New South Wales will return to 100% capacity next Monday. Most restrictions on non-vaccinated workers will be lifted. However, those from the 12 local government areas of concern will only be allowed to work if they are vaccinated. Currently, construction sites with unvaccinated workers are limited to 50% capacity, and this will be removed. Queensland has again increased border restrictions with New South Wales for residents from the local government areas of Byron Shire and Tweed Shire after they were deemed a public health risk. Byron and Tweed will become part of the restricted New South Wales border zone from 1 a.m. on Wednesday. Border zone residents who have been to Byron and Tweed will only be allowed into Queensland for limited essential purposes. Residents of those 3 local government areas are waking up in lockdown, so too are residents in Kempsey. Byron Shire Mayor Michael Lyon says essential workers from Sydney should be tested before arriving in the region.
Businesses, employees, families, another holiday is ruined and completely avoidable. So there's a lot of frustration and anger at the moment, and rightly so.
To sport now, NRL minor premiers and defending champions Melbourne are offering their fans free membership for 2022. Storm fans have only watched their team 5 times in the last 2 years at home in Melbourne because of COVID-19 restrictions. The initiative is the first by any Victorian sporting club, with the Storm rewarding their loyal fans for their support. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 28 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, early drizzle, 17. Hobart, mostly sunny and 20. Canberra, morning frost followed by a cloudy day, 17. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, similar conditions in 20. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Brisbane, sunny, 24. Cairns, mostly sunny, 26. And Darwin, sunny, 36 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.